Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL, look at that. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be, you want to be part of the solution. And it only happens when you get engaged. It only happens when you do, when you get informed. Right? I mean, am I incorrect here? So I was, Dick Morris is going to join us in a second now. I was actually hoping that Stony Schmidt would have had, landed and settled in before the show started. So she won't make it here with us tonight, which is, I was actually thinking about playing one of her oldies. Because her stuff is timeless. And I always enjoy it when she's with us. All right, anyway. Yes, I'll stop talking. All right. President Trump is having a rally, even as we speak. And I still find it amazing, after all this time, that they're still telling us that Joe Biden won by this big number of votes. He can't get 100 people to show up to see him. You've got... You've got President Trump here. He's got pretty much a stadium filled of people. Or he could fill a stadium with the people he has. So, it's just amazing to me. Well, now you knew this had to be true or had to be coming. Kamala Harris, her staffers... I've been talking amongst themselves and to some of the people. They're going like, they are petrified that she might become president. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine working for her? You already. I don't know what's happened, but it pretty much the leaks from her office have sealed. You don't hear about much of what's going on with her, but her staff. If this is true, her staff is just not one to put up with the wrath. I hear she's pretty mean. And I don't even mean pretty. I hear she's very mean. And many of her staff members say that there's a lot of people that call out sick because they're so stressed about it. They're so stressed about, working for her, number one. And... the potential that she could become president, and then, watch out. Can you imagine her as president with the succinct, deep thinking that she has? It's just amazing, seriously. The Air Force now, and she is 100% behind this thing. The Air Force tells cadets that they need to stop using words like mom and dad, boyfriend, girlfriend, He and she. Because, you know, when you're in the foxhole, you definitely want to make sure that you're gendered properly or else. You know, it gets kind of crazy after a while, right? Now, the Air Force Academy wants cadets to stop using words like mom and dad. A diversity and training seminar instructs cadets to use words, well, that include all genders. Consider using words like parents or caregiver instead of mother or father. Now they're going to call me a caregiver, right? Are they for real? I mean, what a slap in the face to parents. What a slap in the face to moms and dads who don't agree with this terminology. Now, I don't feel included. Do you care? Probably not. Right? Come on, give it some thought. That's the Air Force says that, you know, so instead of writing home to mom and dad, cadets are supposed to address their letters to parent number one and parent number two. Although, maybe that might be a problem, too. I don't know. I guess numbers will be next, I'm sure. Representative Mike Waltz out of Florida told a news source, it's been tradition in the military to get letters from mom and dad or your boyfriend and girlfriend for as long as it's been the military. Now we're instructing them, that's not inclusive enough. Every cadet entering the Air Force, we really don't want you to use the term mom or dad. Right? Try not to say boyfriend or girlfriend. It's a kind of drive towards gender neutrality. I think the Air Force should be worried more about macro aggression against America that's happening all over the world. Don't you think? Don't you think the Air Force and the military, instead of worrying about whether somebody is properly referred to as mom, dad, girl, boy, male, female, we should be worried about whether somebody's trying to blow up one of our buildings, right? Bring disease to this country, bring drugs into this country. What do you think? I'm just giving some thought there. How about, maybe the Air Force wants to start writing letters like, dear birthing person. Maybe that'll make them feel better. Cadets are also being told to stop using words like boyfriend, girlfriend, partner is the preferred word. Come on, really? I don't get this. The slide presentation was titled Diversity and Inclusion. What is it? Why do we care? What can we do about it? God bless America. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Have a voice. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, and we'll want to discuss a little bit about Trump's speech tonight. Rally. Actually, you can't really just call it a speech, can you? It is a rally to save America. You look at what's going on in the major cities across the country today. I mean, there are some major league issues that they're not wanting to deal with. They say they do, but if they really want to deal with some of these issues, do you agree that maybe they would be actually doing something about them? Right? But we'll see, because it's seriously. And then Republicans, you better get off your butts. You better do what you say you're going to do. I don't trust them anymore. You guys shouldn't either, frankly. Because they've had power before. They've not done what they're supposed to do. All right, back to, I want to talk about the Army, Navy, Air Force, military people. Seems to be now the big thing in the military is diversity and inclusion. What is it? Why do we care? This is right out of their handbook. What we can do, it advises cadets to use person-centered and gender-neutral languages when describing individuals. Why? No, I mean that sincerely. There is a difference between the two, so why neutralize them by using gender-neutral terms? I don't understand. Some families are headed by a single parent. Grandparents, foster parents, two moms, two dads. Consider parent or caregiver. Well, parent is called caregiver, my God. Really? Seriously, that's the best you could do. Because God forbid that... See, let's keep making that detachment from family. I have a mom, and I have a dad. I don't have a caregiver. Do I stop calling them caregivers when? When I move out of the house, they're no longer my caregiver? It doesn't mean the same thing. My mom will be my mom long after she's gone. Long after she was caring for me, if you would. Now they want me to refer to my caregiver or parent, which has no gender attached to it, which is exactly what they want. You allowed them to start doing this. I told you it was, God, when we started this show, a little over 10 years ago. We talked about this. We talked about how they were going to define a language and that would allow them to change pretty much any narrative they wanted to. And that's what they do. Use words that include all genders. Folks, or you all, instead of, hey guys. Partner versus boyfriend or girlfriend. No. I don't want anybody to guess who I'm dating. Who I'm with. Sorry, not going to do it. Don't use words like colorblind or I don't see color, but color conscious. It adds, we see color patterns and value people for the uniqueness. Yeah, I don't use color in determining whether somebody has value. Color has nothing to do with that whatsoever. And if it does, yeah, you are a racist. If it doesn't, but you still see color, then you're fine. You're more than normal. Now, these documents were shared by Representative Mike Waltz, so it's not like we found them somewhere, right? He's a Green Beret and an Afghan war veteran. He said the materials had alarmed cadets to the point where they sent them to him and said, really? Do we really have to do this? I mean, instead of studying the tactics of Russia and China and Iran... No, we're gonna study the tactics of misgendering. God. So the next time an Air Force recruiter shows up at your local high school, don't be surprised if the kid's just book. I mean, really, this has become beyond pathetic, and I do mean that beyond pathetic. All right. I started talking about this a little while ago. And I might as well finish it up. Because, seriously, it's a true statement. If Republicans, if, I believe they will, but if, that's scary. If the GOP takes back Congress, they better do what they said they're going to do. Really? Now, Republicans better carry through on their commitment to America. The Nellis told a local radio host that he's confident House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will be the next Speaker of the House when Republicans take back the majority of Congress. I want you to think about that before you get all excited. I want you to think about what McCarthy is doing now. Can you find him? Do you know what he's doing? Do you know what he's up to? Has he spoken out loudly against some of the issues that we hold dear? I mean, in support of, I should say. Has he spoken out loudly against what the Democrats are doing with some of these issues? He goes on to say that we had opportunities to sit down with Leader McCarthy. And we said, you know, if the American people, or when the American people, give us the gavel back, we better well take care of it. Because you didn't last time. No, we didn't. We could have been a lot stronger, but we weren't. Right? Paul Ryan was useless. You know that. He wouldn't take the gavel unless he had total control. Remember? And it was between him and Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy's got his own set of issues. Anyway, he went on to say, you know, you got to get this reckless spending out of control. You got to save the children, save our schools. We got to find ways to get the economy back on track. Now, members of the House Freedom Caucus said that they believe the commitment to America, McCarthy, it's a step in the right direction. They just have to make it work or make it happen. You know, I wish Sonia was on tonight because I think it was back in the Obama days. Right? Remember there was one of these things, commitment to America? And I told her point blank, you can use it for toilet paper. They're not going to step out on it. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street ends a brutal week Friday with the Dow setting a new closing low for 2022. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points to close at 29,590. The S&P 500 also fell 64 points, and the Nasdaq dropped 198. The White House is condemning a move by Russia to annex some parts of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham. She said Russia's referendums are a flagrant violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. A plan to recruit veterans into the Florida school system appears to be working. The State Department of Education says nearly 400 vacant teacher positions were filled by newly certified veterans. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-55. I need you to get involved, to get engaged, to make sure that you're helping out your locals. The locals, some that have proved themselves. You need to make sure that you reach out to them, right? See what you can do to help them get elected. And don't sit there and say, what am I going to do? There's a lot you can do. You can help them put together walk sheets. You can help them just do all of this that they need to do to get elected. It might be you making phone calls, setting up appointments, helping them with their calendar. There could be dozens of things you can do to make it better, make it easier to deal with. Anyway, back to the... This is just amazing. Back to the new commitment to America that the Republicans are making, and that's great, but, you know, as I said once before, years gone by, you can use it for toilet paper if the Republicans won't get out in front of it, if they won't do something with it, if they won't stand behind it, for that matter. You got to understand, it's America we're committing to. Right? I mean, we're spending billions of dollars. God only knows what. It's never going to end. The way it's going, it really is never going to end with the spending unless we get in there. But people are getting more used to being taken care of. That's the other thing. You know, are you going to vote for somebody that may take the food off your table? Are you going to vote for somebody that may make it harder for your kid to go to school? You start giving all these things out, it's very hard to pull it back. Representative Nels went on to say that, we're spending billions of dollars. I was one of the 57 that said, I'm not giving Ukraine $40 billion. You've got to be crazy. I voted no, because there's no strategy either. So it's not just a matter of not wanting to give them the money. If you have a strategy to get in and get out, what they're going to do with that money, that's a different thing altogether. You just don't say, we're going to give them the money, see what happens. If we have to give them more, we will. He goes on to say, that's why I voted no. Now, there's no end here. The administration, this president, they've not given anybody or the American people a strategy as to how do we deal with Putin? How are we going to deal with ongoing? The commitment reportedly includes 200,000 more police on the streets. This would be good compared to the defund the police. And again, will they go through with it? Will they actually make it happen? That's my question. I believe that the commitment to America is going to certainly help stop the bleed, he added. I have to give a little bit of our faith and confidence that Leader McCarthy is truly going to go through with this. He's going to be true to his word. It would be blind faith. I'm not joking. When things get really hot, he ducks out for sometimes a week at a time. He doesn't make a comment on it. Why is that? I mean, I would be up there, you know me, I'd be up there all the time just screaming, we're going to get rid of this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. McCarthy said that the first bill to repeal would be hiring 87,000 ARS agents. No, that's going to go away. When Republicans retake the House of Representatives, he said, they're going to be armed with an agenda and try to make this happen. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy delivered that promise to the nation from an address that he made in Washington County, Pennsylvania today. He challenged President Biden to a series of debates over the administration's failed policy. Now, you know that's not going to happen. That's why he challenged them. He knew nothing was going to go down. McCarthy was surrounded by cheering Republicans, including in a very prominent position, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. So, again, a lot of words. I want to promise that they'll do it. Right? The Republican agenda includes four categories. It addresses the failing economy, out-of-control crime, attacks on our civil liberties, and government accountability. Now, we want an economy that is strong, he said. That means you can fill up your tank, you can buy the groceries, you can have enough money left over to go to Disneyland if you want to. Well, maybe not so much. Paychecks need to grow. They can't keep shrinking. And they don't have to shrink in actual dollar amounts. You understand what's going on here. If gas is going up, if groceries are going up and things like that, your paycheck is shrinking for all intents and purposes, right? Come on, honestly. To throw back to the 1990s, remember former Speaker Newt Gingrich, his contract with America. But see, they went through with it. They just started slamming on it. They went through with it. They worked with, you know, again, it's making sure you've got people on the other side, too. Say, look, we're going to do this one way or the other. Do you want to come along or not? We have a plan for the nation, he said. It's safe. It means that your community will be protected. Your law enforcement will be protected and respected. Your criminals will be protected. No, prosecuted. No, I'm under this administration, right? The criminals are protected. He said, we believe in a future that's built on freedom and that your children come first. American people are frustrated, angry. I mean, the accusations that they are fascists or extremists are amazing to me. Don't you, am I the only one who thinks that? You know, really. They really try to paint you. And now you see school unions across the country. When you look at it, they're talking about having only teachers should be elected. How does that work out? No, in all sincerity, in reality, how does that work out? It is truly just crazy and amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. This stuff gets crazier and crazier as the days go on. This is like Twilight Zone stuff, is it not? You'd never think that you'd be having these arguments or even conversations, frankly. So they're done. The Republican commitment to America, it might be the first anti-venom that ultimately unites our nation. I hope so. But it won't be. It'll divide us if they don't do it. It'll put more distrust in government. I had a staunch Republican that I was speaking with or having lunch with the other day. And he said, look, if we don't win, if they steal this election here in 2022, I'm not even going to vote in 2024. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste my time in the fight or anything else to speak of. Right? This is ridiculous. So we might as well call it lost. Call it over. And at first I kind of said, yeah, you know what? He's right. It's to the point where we can't even trust the people that we put in their fight for us. But then I got to think about our founding fathers. Think about the losses that they took. How beat up they got at times. How hopeless it looked at times. And yet he stayed with it. Right? They didn't give up. Washington, Jefferson, the rest of them, they stayed with it. And they refused to give up until they got what they were looking for. You know, guys, we need to be the same way. We need to be pushing the same way. We need to be willing to fight the same way, as strong, as hard. Don't you agree? They were willing to give up everything. Are we? No, honestly, are we? You got to ask yourself these questions. How far are you willing to go? Because if you don't set that up ahead of time, you'll back out way too early. Is that really what you want? And bring your friends along with you. No, really, bring your friends along with you. Teach them, tell them, show them what's going on. I can't tell you how many Dem friends of mine, yes, I do have some, and Democrat friends of Tammy's that didn't know this stuff was happening. They really, and it's not a matter of paying attention or not paying attention. Some people just aren't as involved. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's really the only way to make things work. It really is. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that that you're involved and engaged. Sincerely. I was talking about the, and it really doesn't, and never, this stuff never stops. And it just never stops. And we allow them, we have allowed them, to get away with this forever. You know, I was telling you about the guy, that, you know, again, that decided that if it doesn't work this time, if we don't win, if something he feels goes sideways, then he's done. Well, that doesn't help us. Really, it doesn't do anything for us. You've got to fight. You've got to work. You've got to push at making sure you take back your local government. And it starts with local government. You guys reach way too high sometimes. Go for your school boards, your water boards, your city councils. Those are the things you want to work at. Anyway, somebody just sent me this, so I thought it was a great thing. Marsha Blackburn said that it only took Martha's Vineyard elites 48 hours to say get out of town. 48 hours to line it all up, make it happen so that you know they're going to, you've got to go. So the Martha's Vineyard elites refused to tolerate the illegals in their own community for just 48 hours. Now, these people always claim to be, compassionate and tolerant and loving. And then they accuse everybody else of being, you know, heartless, cruel beings. It's astounding that it took them only 48 hours. You would have thought for visual reasons they'd at least try to make it look like they were putting them up somewhere and do something with them. And they sent them out, I think they sent them to another island, I'm not sure. The senator continued to point out the hypocrisy of these wealthy Americans. Now, mind you, they're wealthy liberal Americans there. He goes on to say, I don't hear one person saying we're concerned for what the individuals have suffered. And they've been under the thumb of the cartels. We don't hear any of that. Right? And I got news for you. In the few videos that you can find on YouTube, what's funny is you find these people, locals, saying, wow, we now have a feeling, right, sure, whatever. We now have a feeling for what they're going through in Texas and Arizona and other places. She went on to tell Todd Starnes, she did an interview with, that the drug cartels are profiting from sending illegals across the border. Many of the migrants are being raped and abused. They're used as drug mules. Starnes pointed out that the minor inconvenience that was intolerable to Martha's Vineyard, right, hardly compares to what's happening in those border towns, the communities, the little towns. I'm talking about the little towns, not the major cities. Because the little towns are being overrun, and they can't keep up with it. They don't have the police departments. They don't have the first responders. They don't have what it takes to fix this. And yet, one of the richest islands, areas, towns, whatever you want to call it, the country, they couldn't handle 48 immigrants. I mean, they couldn't handle 50 immigrants for 48 hours. I mean, and you got people along the border towns that are just being trounced on. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. They're being trounced on. Their properties, their houses are being broken into. Yes, it is happening. Don't say we're making it up as we go, because we're not. Just totally ridiculous. Now remember I said you got to take back your cities. Right? You've got to take back your schools. Which is why I always tell you that, look, get involved, get engaged. Get to know who around you. Get to know these people. So when they're running for office, you have the ability to call them out. You have the ability to, you know, ask them questions, and you know what's going on in the community enough to make it happen. Now, I've been saying the California Teachers Association has decided that they only want to run teachers for school boards. That should be it. I find this just totally interesting. The teachers union, now I want you to think about this. Most school boards in California are five trustees. So the teachers union has decided that you need to have five teachers on there because they know about education. They know what's happening. Really. So let's hear what they had to say. Why they believe that only teachers should be on the board. Let's see if I can make this work. That would be a miracle. There you go.
It is important that we are the ones, as educators, at the table making making the decision. You know, we organize, we agitate, we do our best to lobby and try to influence the decision makers. But if we're really going to make systemic change and real change for our profession, for our students, our communities, and our families that we serve, then we have to also be at the table where the decisions are being made. We are the experts. We're the ones with the experience. We know what policy looks like once it actually gets implemented on a school campus. And that is why it is important that we as educators run for office.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's perfect. Perfect. So how does that represent the community as a whole? Is she saying she doesn't want really community involvement, community representation? Because you hear over and over again how many in the unions, they don't want parents involved. They don't want parents in the conversation. Right? I'm not making this up. You know this is true. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So again, when you think about this, when you think about who should be running these, how the parents get a voice, how about how the community gets a voice? Just because you don't have children in a district, in a school district, doesn't mean that you're not affected by those kids, you're not affected by what goes on in the schools, because you are to a great deal. Right? It doesn't stop that simply. No, you know, really, what's going to stop? Is education going to get better? We are among the worst. In California, we are among the worst in the country. In California, I don't know if it's 42 or 47th. I can't remember the number that I saw a few weeks back. We used to be among the top five. Is that because the school boards aren't made up of educators? I'm just curious. Why wouldn't you want a CPA? An auto mechanic? Right? A couple of successful business. Why wouldn't you want them on there? Because when it comes to these boards, if you think about how they're made up, there's also an executive cabinet, if you would. Right, there are assistant superintendents of education, of curriculum, of this, of that. They know about education. They help make those decisions. The presupposition in that video by the California Teachers Association is that nobody else cares for the kids and nobody else is smart enough to make decisions for the kids except for teachers. That's ridiculous. Really. It's extremely ridiculous, frankly. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Dick Morris is going to join us in the next hour. We're going to talk about his new book. And he believes wholeheartedly that Trump will get reelected. He will run again and get reelected. The thing he really threw me off on was he said that Hillary Clinton is going to be the nominee of the Democrat Party and she will run again. Think about that. Didn't she get spanked before? She really thought big time that she had it in the bag. She can't connect with people. Most young people in the Democrat Party don't know who she is. I don't know, maybe that's a good thing. I have no idea. But a lot don't. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the city's largest children's hospital in Chicago. They're offering kink and trans-friendly sex toys for minors. Well, I guess it helps them heal better. I don't know. Joe was your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Top of the hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Making green energy production finally a reality.